والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. اما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, in this blessing day, the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, which for sure, insha'Allah ta'ala, will be Laylatul Qadr. And it's proof from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fil Bukhari wa Muslim, min hadithi Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Qalat kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'takifu al-ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan. طيلة حياته حتى توفاه الله إلا في السنة الأخيرة فاعتكف 20 يوما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make اعتكاف في انتر the masjid, and he make اعتكاف in the masjid in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan until Allah تبارك وتعالى, until he met Allah تبارك وتعالى, except the last year of his life. He made i'tikaf 20 days, the last 20 days of the month of Ramadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi ajma'in. I would just like to actually remind myself and you that every one of us in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, he should carry the good manners. When I received today in the morning that some people in the other masjid, I'm not going to mention the masjid's name, they're fighting each other in the masjid, and they called the cops. And the cops came and entered the masjid because two people fighting each other. And remember yesterday when we spoke about Laylatul Qadr, Allah gave his messenger which night is. It was a specified night the Prophet ﷺ utiha. Jibreel told him which night to finish the case. But as we said yesterday, when he entered the masjid, he found two people what? Fighting, disputing each other. So what happened is, فَأُنْسِيهَا أَوْ نُسِيهَا. Allah made him to forget. To forget, subhanAllah, because this is the place of the shaitan. The shaitan came between the two brothers, and what happened in the end? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forgot which night is. It is from Allah, it's from Qadr, Allah tabaraka ta'ala. He gave it to him, but he took it back from him because two people in there. Ya akhi, subhanallah, the Muslim, for the Muslim, al-Muslim, akhu al-Muslim, the brother, the Muslim brother is the brother of the Muslim. The sister, she is the sister for the other, her sister. La yuzlimu. He cannot treat him with unjustly. Wala yuslimu, he cannot surrender him. Wala yakhzuru, he cannot deceive him or cheating him or stealing him or any or lie to him. He cannot do that. He cannot do. Damu al-Muslim ala al-Muslim haram. His blood is haram. His honor is haram. His wealth is haram for the Muslim. So subhanallah. And people came to the masjid to catch Laylatul Qadr. But what happened? They fight each other. How is that going to work? You know, the most important, in order to catch Laylatul Qadr, you must reconcile between you and your brothers, between sister and sister, between you and your family member, in order that Allah He give it to you. Because you could be prevented to catch Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah. So, Abu Dharr wa Bilal, radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet, he sat with his companion to consult them for shura. Then he said, what do you think, ya Abu Dharr? Then Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu arda, he said his opinion. Then he looked to Bilal. There's no any difference between rich and poor, between white and black, between the Arab and non-Arab. The most one who carry taqwa, he will be honor. He will be in the first in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in righteousness. So Bilal, what did he say? Qala ya Rasulullah, the opinion of Abu Dharr is not the right opinion. Look at this. This is my opinion. Bilal, he said, this is not my opinion. But I think the opinion of Abu Dharr, this is not the right opinion. What happened from Abu Dharr? فَغَضِبَ غَضِبًا شَدِيدًا. Abu Dharr, he was number 4 to enter the Islam. Some people in the masjid of Sheikh Muhammad, they said, you know, I am the one who built this masjid. I am the one who has seniority in this masjid. I am the one who contribute to this masjid. Yeah, subhanAllah. You didn't do it for yourself. You do it for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Abu Dharr got mad from Bilal. My opinion is not right. Yabna Sauda, son of the black. So look at this. In front of who? In front of who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yabna Sauda, son of black. This is not my right opinion. And he got mad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right away. He became very angry from Abu Dharr. And when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got angry, he has two fins in his face. It's exactly, you could show it when the Prophet, he got mad. And his face, it changed it to red. And he became very mad. Very mad from Abu Dharr. قال أعيرته بأمه بأمه يا أبا ذر. Did you curse him by his mother, يا أبو ذر؟ Did you complain about the color of his mother, يا أبو ذر؟ إنك امرئ فيك جاهلية. You still, you have جاهلية inside you, يا أبو ذر. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He came number four. أبو ذر is the head of master of his group. He's a chief master. Rich man, honor, you understand? He wasn't, and the slave was what? And the Bilal was what? Was a slave. Subhanallah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda, he free him for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He free Bilal for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What happened is, look what happened to Sahaba. You still, you have jahiliyyah. When you don't have knowledge, my dear brother and sister in Islam, you will be in a state of jahiliyyah. Because you don't know your deen. You don't know what is the right way. Therefore, طلب العلم فريضة. Seeking the ilm and knowledge fard for every Muslim and Muslima. May Allah increase all our knowledge. So what happened to Abu Dharr? Look, ya akhi, and learn. Look and learn between the Sahaba. Right away, when he saw the Messenger of Allah, he get mad. He went right away. He came to and he stick one of his cheek, one side of his face, to the ground, to the sand. And look what he told Bilal. Who's Abu Dharr? Who's Abu Dharr? Doctors. And somebody selling some stuff in the street. No different, ya akhi. When you enter the house of Allah, all of the Muslim will be equal. You have to be humble to your brother in Islam. I love some brothers when he came and told me all the time, when I stand up in the line, I feel that I am the most humiliated person amongst all those who pray. Before I complete that story, as you know, Salat al-Jama'ah are recommended in Islam. But look what Allah, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَنْظُرُ فِي قَلْبِ الْإِمَامِ فَإِنْ كَانَ قَلْبَهُ سَلِيمًا قَبِلَ صَلَاتَهُ وَصَلَاتَ كُلِّ الْمَأْمُومِينَ. Allah, he looked to the heart first of the Imam. If the Imam's heart is clean and the Imam's heart is righteous, Allah, he accepted the salah from the Imam, and he accepted the salah from all people behind him. Look at this. Number two, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى قَلْبَ الْإِمَامِ سَلِيمًا. And if Allah, he looked to the heart of the Imam and he found him not salim. Salim, it's mean what? Like righteous. فالله عز وجل ينظر في قلب المأمومين. And Allah تبارك وتعالى, he looked to the heart of the people behind the Imam. And Allah, if he found one only in the lines, his heart is clean, Allah accepted the salah from this brother or this sister, and accepted the salah from all the Ma'moom, and accepted the salah from the Imam. What do you think about this? That's exactly the Islam. Come back to the story. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu arda, he ran and he stick one of his cheek to the sand, to the ground. قَالَ يَا بِلَالِ طَأْ بِرِقْ بِقَدَمِكَ هَذِهِ فَوْقَ خَدِّ الْآخَرِ فهذا عز عزيز بعزته مثلك. Go ahead يا بلال, get your foot, your foot, your shoe, and stick over my other cheek. He stick one to the ground and still one in the top. He told him, يا بلال, go and strike, step on my cheek, because this is a glory and this is a power for somebody righteous like you. Look at the words, righteousness. What Bilal he did, I'm going to show him a lesson he never forget. Did Bilal say that? I'm going to show him a lesson. He told me, son of Bilal, oh, you are son of the Muslim, cursing the Muslim today, curse him by his mother, curse him by so and so. La ilaha illallah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What Bilal did? Did he took advantage against Abu Dharr? La wallahi, la wallahi. What did he say? Bilal right away he kneeled down and he kissed the other cheek of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu arda, and he came and he kissed him in his forehead. What did he say, Bilal? Qala wa hadha izzu aziz. طالما للرحمن سجد. Bilal has a different evaluation, different estimated for Abu Dharr. He said, and this is honor and this is glory for somebody like you, ya Abu Dharr, because you, as soon as you prostrate to Allah and he kiss him from what? From the forehead, because the forehead is what? Makes a shoot to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That is a great Abu Bakr, Umar and Ali radiallahu anhu arda. Umar and Ali, Umar radiallahu anhu arda. He met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a fajr. Told him, ya Rasulullah, every time I meet my brother Ali, he never said, tell me assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. I am the one who start. What's happening here? What's going on here? Every time I meet Ali in the street, in the masjid, in the corner, everywhere, I am the one who started the salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, call Ali. And the Prophet he smiled. Ali radiallahu anhu wa arda, Madinatu ilm, city of knowledge. Ya Ali, why every time you meet your brother Umar, you never start the salam, and you don't tell him assalamu alaykum? Look, ya akhi, and learn. Where we are from these people? Wallahi al-azim, sometime when I think about it, wallahi we are not equal to a piece of sand under the feet of the Sahaba. Wallahi al-azim, all the time when I check myself, I'm talking about myself, I feel like I'm a piece of sand under the feet of the Sahaba. Look what he said. Qala ya Rasulallah, ta'allamna mink. We learn from you. And Allah Azza wa Jal قسم الدرجة إلى 100 درجة. Allah divide the degree to 100 degree. فأعطى للذي يبدأ السلام 99 درجة. And Allah give for the one who start a salam 99 degree. والذي يرد السلام درجة واحدة. And the one who answer the salam, only Allah give him 1 degree. So I prefer my brother Umar to get the 99 degree, and I have only 1 degree. Allah, يا صحابة رسول الله يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم قصاصة. They prefer the others more than themselves, even if this matter will affect them. 10 Sahaba sleeping, everyone injured, and all of them die. All of them die. The woman came, passed by to give the water. She came to the first one, drink. He said, you know, give it to my brother, maybe he need it. She went to the second one. The second one, she told, they give it to my brother next to me, maybe he need it more than me. And all of them, they need their thirsty, hot weather. They die. They need to drink. Come to the third one. Take the water. Give it to my brother. One after one, she reached the number 10. The 10, number 10, he said, you know, give it to my brother. Maybe he need it more than them. She came to the first one. She said, he died fi sabilillah. Second one, he died fi sabilillah. Third one, all of them die without a sip of water because of what, ya akhi? They love each other fi sabilillah. Where we are from this? Ummah today in Ramadan, open the TV, the Qaddafi until last moment in his life, shooting the people, killing a lot of people, killed today a lot of people, and yesterday they said thousands from the revolutionaries. He need to stay until the last moment in his life. What you need in Syria, in Yemen, in Egypt, in Somalia, Sudan today, fighting each other, more than 600 people died. Where is this philosophy of the Ummah? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us mercy. Come back to the i'tikaf again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made i'tikaf. Fast before you leave. I'tikaf, you need first to clean your heart before you enter the masjid. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّ إِخْوَانَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, before he entered the people and the Muslim, the Jannah, Allah, he said, وَنَزَعْنَا. We take by force, because it stick to our hearts. We take it by force of what? Inside the heart of the believer of hatreds, jealousies, because Al-Jannah will be haram for anyone to enter it with jealousies and hatreds and enemies. So this is number one. To enter the masjid, you have to clean your heart. Sister, they fight each other. Brother, they fighting each other in masajid. And everybody, you say, look for the dua. They make dua with the imam. And after that, after the imam making dua, they start fighting each other. Subhanallah. Now, i'tikaf. Let's we take something very important. But if I intended to make i'tikaf and I enter the masjid, can I go outside of the masjid? That is the question we need to answer. Hi. In general meaning, if you enter i'tikaf, meaning you abandoning everything in the life outside and you enter the house of Allah and concentrate in dhikr, Quran, tasbih, nafilah, salah, in jama'ah, you totally disconnected between you and the people outside. Even with your wife, if you enter the i'tikaf. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم سورة البقرة ولا تباشرهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد. And don't تباشر, it's mean to have meeting with your wife while you are in i'tikaf in the masjid. Finished. Can I make i'tikaf one day? Yes. Can I make i'tikaf? I enter the masjid and disconnect myself between me and the others for one single night? Yes, you could do that. It's better if you make it the last 10 days as a messenger and all the Sahaba and all his wife, even his wife. After the Prophet ﷺ passed away, his wife continue to make i'tikaf. Can the woman, she make i'tikaf without her husband? Without her son to be with her? The answer is yes, with condition to enter the masjid and to avoid any fitna she may receive it in the masjid. No connection between her and the other men. She doesn't go outside of the masjid. She doesn't go to the masjid to use what the masjid as what? Club. Because they go for the masjid, most of the women, they go. No salah, no class, nothing. They sitting because this is like a club. La, sister, you have to learn how to respect the masjid. Look at the masajid today, especially in the woman side, eating the food because they take their children. Shikhna. Children, they go like a playground, screaming. No other people, no sister can follow the salah. They cannot listen to the class and look to the masjid. Food there, soda dropped here, rice. You want to make i'tikaf? You have to respect the house of Allah. Food, you have to clean, because I doubt it. Brother Farhan, if I found drop or some few rice in my house, I'm going to step on it or I'm going to clean it. Sheikh Ali, What we're gonna do in a house? Could you imagine? This house is the house of Allah. They step over the food. The kids, they drop soda here. And the mother sit down because she doesn't want to leave discussion. Wallahi, if Rasulullah was alive amongst us today, he will never permit them to enter the masjid. You're praying in your house is better. If you want to come to the masjid, you're welcome. But you have to follow what? To follow the adab. To be polite, to respect the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not to shout, not to curse, not to fight. Even this is also for the message for us today. Can I leave the masjid to buy some stuff? If nobody give you your suhura, Sheikh, you are allowed to go around the corner and buy the food and come back to the masjid right away. No discussion, not to sit around the corner. La. You must be disconnected from outside except for what? The need emergency. In the past, they used to make the bathroom outside, like for Haram Sharif. You are in Haram Sharif. You lost your wudu and you are in i'tikaf. So you need to go outside for the bathroom outside. So you could do that in order to get or buy something fast from around the corner to give you your need. To stay in the masjid, you could be clean. Sometime when we enter, we deal with reality. Find a brother come to the line in the salah, and the subhanallah, they are stinks. Why? Because the same clothes, he sleep and wake up with it. He sleep and he said, I am for Allah. But Allah, he told you must be clean. Go take shower, yaakhi. Go take shower. Put some perfume. Your brother, he need to come to pray in the masjid and he need to enjoy the taraweeh. He need to enjoy the tahajjud. Don't let me stay in the line. Yeah, Sheikh, finish the Quran. The brother here, I cannot even. Subhanallah, you need the salawat to be finished fast or to take your time to listen to the Quran. The brother stay the whole day and night, 3-4 days in the masjid. Doesn't change his socks. And when you come to the line, what happened to the socks, ya Sheikh? What happened to the socks? Produce perfume? Different perfume. Subhanallah. You let me, ya akhi, the sister, wallahi, when she, one of them, she told me, ya Sheikh, I hate to go to the masjid. I said, why, ya sister? He said, because the sister next to me, subhanallah. Hijab. Sometimes the masjid doesn't have air condition and sweat the whole day. They stay a couple of days in the masjid and no shower. They believe in order to make i'tikaf, you don't need to have a shower. La, you need to make a shower twice, 3 times a day in order to be clean. Let me feel happy when I come to the masjid. So you could go outside, and the Prophet ﷺ, for example, Safiya, Ummul Mu'mineen, she used to come and visit the Prophet ﷺ. And what happened is? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. اللهم اقبضنا إليك سالمين تقبل منا صيامنا وتقبل منا صدقاتنا وتقبل منا صلاتنا اللهم احشرنا مع الصديقين والشهداء والأبرار وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم اقبضنا إليك في أهل الجنة اللهم احشرنا في الجنة مع حبيبنا اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا يوم لقائك اللهم لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اهدي أولاد المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين ونساء المسلمين اللهم احشرنا في الصديقين والشهداء والأبرار اللهم يا ربي لا تخرجنا من هذه الحياة إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل متقبل اللهم ارزقنا التوفيق واجعل هذا العمل خالصا لوجهك الكريم يا الله make this house of for you يا الله تبارك وتعالى we try to do our best accept يا الله from all of us accept our صدقات accept our صلاة accept our fasting accept our دعاء accept us في الصالحين يا رب العالمين إن شاء الله تعالى don't worry about it and you have a strong heart if you die with the fasting and with the Quran إن شاء الله تعالى the Jannah will be appointed إن شاء الله تعالى طيب وإن شاء الله we continue tomorrow I leave you inshallah ta'ala, and we'll continue inshallah ta'ala tomorrow together. May Allah bless everyone of you inshallah, and don't forget your pledge, and don't forget inshallah to support the house of Allah. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Allah fiqh.